two American tourists are going on trial in North Korea. North Korea's official news agency made the announcement today. The men are being investigated for committing, quote, hostile acts against North Korea after entering the country. And we're talking about one of the most reclusive and unpredictable governments on Earth. Adam Cathcart follows North Korea closely. He's a lecturer at Leeds University in Britain. Adam, what do we know about these two guys?
Well, we know that one gentleman has a kind of a track record of being interested in Christianity and maybe disposed to kind of missionary activities, Jeffrey Fowle, who's 56 years old. And then a younger man, Matthew Miller, all that we know really about him is that he has tore up his visa when he got to the country and asked for asylum. So you're talking about two very different ends of the spectrum of kind of North Korea opinion. People, one person going ostensibly to change the country, to try to encourage kind of a revival of Christianity there, which the state is really opposed to. And then another one who kind of says, here I am, you know, take me in. And the state responds very poorly to both of those trends.
I'm curious in the second case why they respond poorly. Wouldn't it be just as much of a PR coup for North Korea to welcome the guy who wants asylum?
Well, I think that they don't necessarily trust people originally. You know, sort of statements of intent don't mean so much. And I think that while it could be a propaganda coup, I think that the kind of the negatives or the downsides outweighed the positives clearly for the DPRK.
Now, Adam, you refer to the North Korea as the DPRK. Remind us what those initials stand for.
Sure. It's the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, as opposed to the Republic of Korea, which is South Korea. And so the title is kind of one of these wonderful legacies of the socialist internationalism in the late 1940s and kind of this optimistic social system that was put in place that the North Koreans themselves are still rather proud of, you know, kind of gender equality, land reform, you know, no tuition being paid for university, things like that. They got through a massive war. The system continued to kind of muddle along through the 70s and 80s, but it's really, really broken down in the last 20 years.
And of course, the chutzpah at using the adjective democratic in the technical legal name of the country.
Sure, sure, absolutely. The system is very much one party, you know, sort of Stalinist model, throw in a bit of sprinkle of Korean Confucianism and authoritarianism that's very sort of Chinese in a way, connected to the legalist system. And so there, yeah, it's an amalgam.
Now, when are these trials supposed to take place? They're not happening immediately, as I understand it.
No, and that's the thing about the North Koreans controlling the tempo, as would be expected. The fact of the matter is it's not that they're gathering evidence or taking more time to do the investigations. It's just basically these trials are being done when it's politically expedient for the country and when there's more sort of they want more foreign eyeballs on North Korea.
Why is North Korea so allergic to any kind of religious activity?
Great question. I think it goes back to the origins of the state and the division with the South. There used to be a large number of Christians in the North, and Pyongyang, in fact, was kind of a hub for Presbyterian activity. They used to call it the Jerusalem of Northeast Asia. But with the Korean War, many Christians went to the South, and prior to the Korean War, there were really kind of strong attacks and pressure put on Christians to leave the country. And so since then, people like Billy Graham will occasionally go to North Korea. There is a church. There's a Russian Orthodox church. They say religion is a part of our constitution. You have the right to practice what you like. But in fact, the state religion is more or less Kimism, or the worship and deification of the leader. All three generations of Kim leaders now, which is one of the most interesting and sort of disturbing aspects of where the new North Korea is going. It's just in the same direction as the old North Korea, more or less worshiping a 30-year-old dictator.
Adam Cathcart is an expert on Northeast Asia at Leeds University. Thank you, Adam.
Absolutely. Glad to speak with you.